And WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. All songs about the 4th in America today. July 1st on July 4th. Happy 2020. We're halfway through it, everybody. Let's see what's in store for the rest of 2020. Until then, Enjoy the next 2 hours of all patriotic music. It's the most patriotic radio show ever, number two. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
lows and hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes, they come into America, never looking back again. Don't it seem so far away? We're traveling light today, in the eye of a storm, in the eye of a storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come into America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream they come to share. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, of thee I sing.
I'm proud to be an American. you see, I'm coming to America. America.
Now we come to the all-important part of our competition here in the Miss America pageant 1973. As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts. And here comes our first contestant now, Miss Indiana, Sophie Pauls. Sophie, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Just kidding, Sophie. Now let's get down to the first question. I want you to listen closely and think carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Oh.
That was just to loosen you up, Sophie. We just wanted you to feel a little more at ease here. I could tell you were a little nervous, and of course, that's an old joke. Of course, Grant was buried in Grant's tomb. So let's go on to the first of our important questions, Sophie. We want you to answer with grace and with poise and with dignity, if you please, by simply raising your skirt. Just kidding again, Sophie, trying to get you more at ease. Now, Sophie, here's the question. A man with three oranges walks up to a man with two apples. He pulls out of his hat one orange and throws it at the car next door. The man with the two apples looks back at the man with the two oranges now and says, "Where is your orange?" The man who once had three oranges says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. Very good, Mary Ellen. We're very happy to have had you here, and we'll see you after the show. Now, let's move on to our next contestant from Puerto Rico, Mrs. Carla Calla. And isn't she a lovely, dark young lady? Carla, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel very wonderful tonight.
Well, Carla, you look just wonderful. And what is that on the top of your head, Carla? Is that hair?
No, that's my crown from my home state.
That's your crown. Well, Carla, this, of course, is a rare occasion for us to have a black contestant on the show. And we just thought we'd bring you here because, well, we want the whole country to see that we do use black people on the show. Okay, Carla, now here's your first question. If President Nixon said to you, "Carla, I don't like you," tomorrow on the Senate floor in front of thousands of other Negroes, what would you say?
I would say that's okay because I have enough love for both of us.
Well, Carla, you certainly do have enough love for both of us, and I really thank you for being here. And let me just get my hand out of there. Okay, thank you, Carla. Thank you. Okay, Carla Calla. Now let's get our next contestant down here, and it's Mr. Missouri. Mr. Missouri, Mr. Peter Calla. Peter, how are you? You look just great. How do you feel?
Fine. In today's world, it's important that all Americans do their part for our great country. And we are a great country. The country of Washington and Jefferson, Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King Jr., ballpark hot dogs and pickup basketball. So, if you're a man turning 18, take a moment to think about the people, places, and things that make America great. And then register with Selective Service at sss.gov or any post office. This is a great country. Let's keep it that way.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, dog kids, sissy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs, the dogs kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
When kids bite dogs, they yell,
hooray for hot dogs,
Armor hot dogs,
the dogs kids love to bite.
Yeah, and I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land packed tight in minivans, and all this for the fans, girls, money and fame. I play their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of stroll, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof. With the gift of gab from the city of truth. I jabbed and stabbed and knocked critics back. And I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill that wanna see us ride. I guess because the only God knows why. Why? They call me cowboy. I'm a singer in black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
Let me hear where you're at. Say,
hey, hey.
I'm giving it back. So say,
hey, hey.
Show me some metal and say,
hey, 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 hey.
Yeah. Fuck all y'all. I like AC/DC and ZZ Top. We'll see this beast. He's in the Kings of Rock. Skinner, Seeger, Limp, Korn, the Stones. David Allen Coe with No Show Jones. Yeah! Pass that bottle around. Got the rock from Detroit. Soul from Motown. The underground stone. F***ing pimp. With tracks that Mac can slap back the whack. Never gain away. I don't play with ass. But watch me rock with Liberace Flash. Pump rock the class. Boy bands are trash. I like Johnny Cash and Grandmaster Flash.
taking out a dirty old window. Down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away, in Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie.
For Dixieland's where I was born, early Lord, one from look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Holy. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die. But all my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Sleepy head, why'd we move that Bojangles? so far away from the bed. Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go.
the coast of California to the shores of the Delaware Bay.
Uh-huh.
You can bet your life I did till I got back in the USA.
USA in your Chevrolet, America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA
and see it in your Chevrolet.
Rock and roll king.
Hello, time travelers. It's Chris Earle. This week on Time Travel with Chris Earle, I'm going to do some story time, and I'm going to read to you Peter Benchley's Jaws, a novel published in 1974. I thought this would be fun, get us ready for the summer. So without further ado, Jaws by Peter Benchley, 1974, Doubleday & Company, Incorporated, Garden City, New York.